This is Pastor Jim Crisson for the congregation of the Rock Springs Methodist Church. You may wonder who we are. The answer is a traditional, Christ-centered, Bible-based faith community, worshiping in the spirit of our Wesleyan heritage. We believe that Christ must be at the center of everything we think, say, and do. Our commandment from Him is to love one another. We believe the Scripture guides and informs our faith on a daily basis. We also look to the tradition of Methodism established by John Wesley as he walked his path of reformation and established a denomination based on grace. Our ministry reflects our call to follow Christ through mission, fellowship, study, and worship. You're invited to join us as we move forward in our faith journey. Please visit our website at rocksprings.umc.org or join us in worship 10:30 Sunday mornings at 1515 Edgar Street here in Rock Springs.
The following worship service was broadcast and recorded live at Rock Springs First Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming, with Reverend Jimmy Crisson. We are a traditional, Christ-centered, Bible-based faith community worshiping in the spirit of our Wesleyan heritage. Please join us as we worship together.
Merry Christmas. God bless you. It is good to be in the house of the Lord on this Christmas Eve evening. Well, thank you for being out on this Christmas Eve evening and joining us for this time to celebrate the birth of our Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer. For it is Christ that gives us Christmas. It is the celebration of the birth of Christ. But in tension with that, we must hold also the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, for they are the reasons the birth became significant. For it is the resurrected Christ that gives validation to all of who the Christ is and was. May God fill you with grace, peace, and mercy this Christmas. May you know the words of Paul from 1 Corinthians 13:13, faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, as we come before you this evening, it is to remember our Savior, our Lord, our Redeemer. It is to remember His birth to a very young couple, all alone, but not alone. For you, the God of the known universe, was with them. Your light was present, and so was your Spirit. Be with us this evening, as we reflect, as we remember, maybe even as somewhere in our hearts we grieve the loss of someone who will not be with us for this Christmas season, and that we may rejoice for those who will be, that maybe we haven't seen in some time. Let us come to worship you and give you thanks. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Join me now in this canticle of God's glory. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ. With the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Join me in the lighting of the Christ candle. This is a Christmas affirmation. Advent hope moves us. Advent love leads us. Advent joy stirs us. Advent peace skills us, that we might affirm our King Jesus. It is time we set flame to this Advent affirmation by lighting the Christ candle. We believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He was born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem of Judea. He was the long-awaited Messiah whose coming was prophesied. The same Jesus lives today in our hearts. He deserves our highest loyalty and total commitment. In Jesus Christ, our hope is fulfilled. Our love is consummated. Our joy is complete. And our peace is sealed. Rejoice, a Savior is born. A Savior is born indeed. Joy to the world. Our gracious and loving God, you are our God. You are our Creator. You are the God of our Redeemer. You are the God of our destinies. You're the God of our blessings and our God despite our trials. You are our God on our good days, and you are our God on our bad days. For you love us despite our faults and failures, and you rejoice in our successes. You rejoice in the times that we bend a knee and bow our heads before you. You rejoice when we love one another. You rejoice when we reach out to those who are broken to give them comfort, support, and presence. You rejoice when we share the good news of Jesus with someone. And your word tells us that all of heaven rejoices when one sinner gives their life to you. Shepherds abiding their flock at night were afraid when your light shone around them, but you comforted them. Father, as we come before you on this Christmas Eve, we do come to celebrate the birth of Jesus. We come to celebrate the greatest gift of love humanity has ever known. A love that did not seek its own. A love that did not strike out in revenge. A love that looked down from a cross on a hill at the very people who put him there and said, Father, forgive them. It is about the Jesus who loves us as we are, broken, fickle, strange, maybe even weird. He is the Jesus that wants our hearts and lives to be filled with joy. He is the Jesus that promises to give us His peace. He is the Jesus who said that His Father would send us the Holy Spirit. And He's the same Jesus that said, I will never forsake you nor leave you. Heaven and earth will pass away, but I will remain. So, Father, we come tonight to honor the Christ child, the Savior Jesus, the Messiah. We come from wherever it may be that we have been to this place. We come out of joy. We come out of sorrow. We come out of tradition. We come out of faith. Father, whatever brings us here, we are here. We are in your presence. May your Spirit move among us. May your love and grace fill us. May your peace sustain us. May your grace forgive us. And may your love forever sustain us. And we lift this prayer in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, the Redeemer, the Child of Bethlehem, the Promised One. Amen. Luke, but let's go to chapter 2 and let us hear the Christmas story. It's really not a story, because a story would imply that it could not be true. A story could imply that it was made up. But let us hear the account of the birth of Jesus. And Luke writes, "In those days a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world would be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in the bands of cloth and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go now to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us.' So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what they had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you.
Christmas 2020. I wasn't so sure we'd get here. I mean, of all the stuff that's went upside down, inside out, left, right, and every way but the right way this year, I figured they'd just cancel this one. And you know they have in some places. Do you know that in some places, today is not Christmas Eve? Today is Dr. Fauci Day. You did not hear that. Surely you heard that. Get your phones out, Google right now. New York decided that today would be Dr. Fauci Day. Oh my. So I just wondered what Christmas might become. What would Christmas Day become if Christmas Eve can be Fauci Day? It's kind of got a phrase to it, doesn't it? Not a good one, I might add. But you know, it's just been, how many of you have found 2020 a little crazy? A little upside down, a little inside out. It's kind of been like, you know, it's been that you've almost had to be a MacGyver to survive. You know, it's, you know, you've had to be a jack of everything and masters of nothing. And it's been like a proverbial time, for me at least, of karma showing up, you know. And it's just I sat down and Trinity and I were talking. She said, Christmas is my favorite time of year. I said, Christmas is my favorite time. Time of year, because I had to slow down. It means the year's almost finished. Where did it go? So much happened that I don't think we've actually had time to process it all. I think we have been inundated with more information this year than ever that I remember. More unusual things. I mean, we just had a planet alignment, the Bethlehem star thing, 800 years before I get to see it again. You don't think I'm going to see it, do you? I'll have a better view from where I'll be. I'll bet you. Christmas. You know, I just wonder. Now, first of all, let's get some Christmas things. Mary and Joseph, these two people, you know, they've had to go up here. They've got to go pay taxes, you know. They got to go up here and register and get all that stuff done. You need to understand that Mary and Joseph were descendants of the house of David. You need to understand that Bethlehem was not the royal city of David, but it was the birthplace of David. You need to get kind of going on in here that there's a lot of prophecy being fulfilled in the birth of this little boy. It was promised to Jesse, David's daddy, that David, who was the second king of Israel, it would be to him that the Messiah's kingdom would be linked. And it was linked because David was flawed, yeah, but it was because David loved God despite everything. And here we have baby Jesus, not born in a palace, but born in a manger. Maybe a cave hewed out, place for the animals, but he's laid in a manger. We all know what a manger is, right? The trough for the feeding of animals. I'm just wondering if that was the probably the cleanest place. How many of you have ever watched a cow eat? It's a little messy. I'm just wondering if that was the cleanest. Maybe, you know, I don't know that it'd be the dirtiest place either, but it'd probably be handy and warm. But he's born here in this manger, and he's born in the city of David. All of this history's coming true. There's a star that's been following things around. And already, even at the very time that Jesus is born, there are wise men, astronomers from the East, who have already began a journey that will take them 2 years to make. Already, they saw his star in the east, and their journey began. And then I remembered about David. How many of you know anything about David, king of Israel? Well, he was short, pot-faced. He did not look like a king. Saul had looked like a king, handsome, tall, broad-shouldered. He was the one Israel had picked, remember? David, Jesse didn't even show Samuel David. And Samuel said to Jesse, "Jesse, is this all your sons?" He knew it wasn't. He said, "Yeah, I've got one more." He said, "Where is he?" Guess where David was? David was tending the sheep. David was a shepherd. A lot of dots to connect here, aren't they? So now we, city of David, king of Israel, promised Jesus, Messiah, Lord, Emmanuel, God among us. And it's unique. I have been preaching this text for 30 years on Christmas Eve. And today, as I was going through the Greek, how many of you want to go with me and we study Greek for a little while? It is just wonderful. It's so good. It just refreshes you to no end. I took a nap right afterwards. Yeah. But I found something today in the Greek that I have missed. In the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, only two times is Jesus referred to as Savior? Twice. Only two times. This is one of them. And the other one is, the word that is translated into English for us here, Lord, actually means Yahweh or God. God. Emmanuel. God among us. And then, if you have your book, I should have made some copies of this and handed it out. I've entitled this sermon, this is the best title I've had for a sermon because it's the shortest. Wow. And I'll get to the wow in a minute. I want you to run down to verse 11. Because verse 11 has something that we need to understand. Verse 11 says, to you, Garrett, Carrie, Nicholas, Norma, to each one of you and to me, salvation and our faith, not our religion, our faith is individual. We're saved one at a time in a personal relationship with Jesus. We're each one different. We're each one unique. We got two twin boys back there, don't we? How much alike are they, Mom? Not at all. And I'm noticing their individualisms kind of happens, you know? But it's about individual relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and thus a relationship with God. Verse 11 says, to you, not to them, not to the world, but to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Me and you. Do you see that? This is the angel of God talking to some shepherds on a hillside. The ones that society even would forget were there. But to you, to us, you can't tell me love didn't come down in the city of David some 2,000 years ago. He didn't come in pomp and circumstance. He didn't come with bells and whistles. He didn't come with fanfare and parades. He just came like every baby dies, most of them. I bet there was screaming and yelling. And I bet Joseph was passing out. It doesn't seem that he had a midwife there. No doctor. You think about that, ladies. No epidurals. None of that other stuff. None of the other good drugs, you know. None of that stuff. Think about it. Just think about it. What if the only person you had to help you was your husband? Think about that. How many of you have watched a baby be born? Yeah, I have. I had one born in the backseat of my police car. Yeah. I was trying to get her there, but it just, I had a 440 Plymouth. How many of you remember them? I'm old as dirt. Am I not old? Plymouth Fury, 440, that thing, when you put your if you was on the radio, it, believe me, the radio was a great old big Motorola thing, and the microphone weighed 4 pounds. Bubblegum. You know, this, I'm talking old school people. We didn't even have blinkerly light things, you know, back then. And she said, my water broke. I said, no. She said, yes. So I just stood on it. And that old big thermo quad carburetor, it would almost try to suck the hood in. You could hear it on the radio. Whoa. And I radioed dispatch. I said, she said her water's broke. And Diane, I won't ever forget, she was on there. She said, I'll call Jesse and get Jesse on the radio. And I'm standing in it. And I turn loose the microphone, and Jesse gets on. I go to another channel. He said, if her water's broke, you need to pull over. I said, I can't. He said, why not? I said, I've got my toes in the radiator. I said, I'm coming to the hospital. He said, you ain't gonna, he said, ain't waiting on. She said, it's coming. He said, I told you. So I had to get down, pull over. Stop, get out of the car, pull her around. It's peaking. You just need to know it's peaking. I'm sorry if this is going to gross you out. Relax. It's life. And she said, what do I do? I don't know. I did not know. And I said, push, I guess. And she did, and I thought, oh, heck, I got to catch it. I'm in a softball game. So I done, and I get it. And it's out, and it's a little boy, and he's making gurgly sounds. So I clear all the mess away, and he starts crying. And I think, oh, thank God this is over. She said, ooh. I said, not another one. It wasn't, but you need to know that when the baby's done, there's one more thing got to happen. And I ain't talking about that because that was in the car. They told me I had to save it. I couldn't throw it out. I wanted to throw that out. And it's in the floorboard because you got to weigh it and they got to look through it. Now, I don't know all of Merry Christmas. So I'm just trying to picture. I'm just trying to give you a little visual here. What does Joseph going through? I mean, I had a 5-cell Kellite. He probably had a candle. He had never probably done this before. Might have helped animals along the way, but that's different too. Let me tell you, it's bad news when a horse is breech. It's a lot of work. But let me tell you something else. That little boy took a shoestring out, tied off that umbilical cord. Mama was sitting up in the back seat of the police car. And I've never seen anything more beautiful in my life than Mama's face when I put that little boy in her hands. And she pulled him up and she kissed him and she squeezed him and she started crying. I wasn't going to cry. I needed my reflective sunglass, no can see them sunglasses, but it was midnight, so it wasn't going to do any good. So I got in my car and I got on the radio and Jesse said, "How's everything going?" I said, "Well, we're on our way." He said, "The baby here?" I said, "Yeah." Can you imagine Mary and Joseph for a minute? Can you imagine? Mary has Jesus in her arms, the very Son of God. Can you imagine? Joseph has helped clean him up. Can you imagine? He's wrapped in swaddling clothes, so they were prepared, and they have wrapped him. He kind of looks like a little mummy, because they thought that strengthened the limbs and kept them warm. Can you imagine? They're there and they're holding this brand new baby, and all of a sudden, this strange bunch of men show up. I mean, they just show up. But what would you do if you were on the mountainside, night after night, darkest of it can be, and all of a sudden an angel said, "What you doing, guys?" What would be your reaction? I'd shoot him. I'm pretty quick. I would have probably shot him. No, I wouldn't have shot him immediately. But then he tells them this miraculous story. You need to understand that today, I'm bringing you good tidings of great joy for all of humanity. All to you is born this child of the city of David. And it must have been going through their heads. This is the prophecy. This is the Messiah. Oh, my goodness, this is happening. I bet they were bumping into each other and running around. And then, wow, what happened? All of heaven opened up. And the glory of God shone around them. It wasn't dark no more. And the heavenly host proclaimed. And those old guys, they didn't worry about those sheep. They said, "We're going to town." And to Bethlehem they went. And they went to see this which had been told of them. And when they saw it, their lives changed. They went praising and thanking God and sharing the good news. You see, that's what Christianity's about. That's why we celebrate our traditions. That's why we have our traditions. That's why we do Christmas Eve services, that we can recall, that we can remember, that we can share, as did the shepherds, that unto us is born, you, them, a Savior. It's God's grace embodied. It's God's love. I just can't imagine. I sometimes reflect on Mary treasuring these things, pondering them in her heart, processing this, and Joseph, I can't imagine what he thought. But do you know what I can't imagine today for me? I can't imagine life without Christ. I can't imagine the trials of 2020 or any of the others being faced without Jesus. I can't imagine I've stood at graves. I've stood at car accident scenes. I've helped sift through burned houses to find people. I helped uncover a mass grave in an African place with 90 people in it. I can't imagine my life without Christ. I can't imagine tomorrow without Jesus, because I don't know what it holds. I don't know. I can't talk for you. That wouldn't be fair. I can't imagine having taken a couple airplane rides and a few helicopter rides to Salt Lake without Jesus. I can't imagine. I can't imagine tomorrow morning without Jesus. And I'm not talking about the baby now. As wonderful as babies are, it's that man that took my sins and paid for them. That comforts me on Christmas and every other day of the year. It is Jesus that helps bind my wounds. Helps me with, believe it or not, my imperfections. Trinity says I have no sense of humor. She calls it dad jokes. I didn't know that was a classification. Do you say that too? That's all. She does. It happens. Jerry, do you know what dad jokes are? That's what I figured. Yeah, we get it. But you know what? We enjoy doing them anyway, because it gets you. She calls me weird too. I don't get that either. And my wife agrees with her. Pray for me. Lights, tinsel, gifts, songs, hymns, fragrances, incense, all of those things. Oh, and you know what I've been enjoying for 2 days? The calories that I have smelt cooking in the kitchen. It's just the wonderful thing. Do you know what? How many of you are going to open gifts tomorrow? Maybe you already have. Who among you is the trash bag fetcher? Yeah, there we go. We get the trash bag. How many of you are the one that says, put the paper in here? How many of you say, fold the bag up? We're going to we've got 20-year-old bags at my house. They are survivors. They are troopers. I mean, you get the same one. We got rid of the Victoria's Secret one. You know, we used to give it to Nick all the time. And you know, I wasn't supposed to tell that, was I? It's late. I'm sorry. Christmas, it's about those traditions, isn't it? It's about something always gets burned at dinner, you know, despite, or it's not done all the way. At my mama's house, You took your own food thermometer because you could die. I'm not lying. She had put a 20-pound turkey in 3 hours later, say, let's cut it. Well, it's still froze, Mama. Well, cut the outside. It'll be done. I'm not here to tell you. I survived. Barely, I guess. What is Christmas really about? Sometimes it's about laughter and tears, isn't it? Sometimes it's about the brokenness of the year gone or the table that has an empty place. But at the heart of Christmas is one thing. And it is that which that mother shared in that manger scene not so long ago. Love. Christmas is that God's love became alive and lived among us. He knows what it's like to be hot and cold, betrayed, cheated. He even knew what it's like to make good wine and go to a party. I can't make it without my Jesus. How about you? Amen. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, Christmas is about so much, but Christmas can be summed up in one word, love. Wow. One word. One word. And in Christ, Father, your love is poured out for each one of us. There is darkness around us, but Christ is the light of the world, and the darkness cannot overcome it. May the light fill us. May the light shine from us, the light of Christ. And may the light of Christ guide our path. Help us to see and live our lives in a way that others would see His light in us. For Father, they must see His light, our light. Our light has faults and failures, but His is the perfect light of love and hope. May we truly be the light of Christ. Amen.
You have been listening to a worship service recorded and broadcast live at Rock Springs First Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Our pastor is Reverend Jimmy Krishan. Please visit our website at www.rockspringsumc.org or on our Facebook page. Our email address is rockspringsumc@sweetwaterhsa.com. Our mailing address is 1515 Edgar Street, Rock Springs, Wyoming, 82901. Our phone number is 307-362-5334. You are invited to join us Sundays on Zoom, YouTube, or in face-to-face worship as we observe all social distancing and safe practices.